This video might be the last video that I'm going to do for this developer. Because remember last round, developer don't allow me to take videos in Maya Blue. And this time they don't allow me to record earlier. Okay lah, but this time still good lah. They allow me to record on the first day of the preview. I received some sources that developer wants me to say nice things about the project. I understand this because it's their project and they want to sell well. And they serve their ass. And I serve my ass as well. Their ass means their shareholders. And my ass means you, my dear subscribers. So I'm going to be very brutal about this project. Let's go. Parktown Residence by UOL Singapore Land and Capital Land. Look at the massive size of the project. 1,193 units, TOP 2029. Let me share with you the top 3 biggest mixed development in Singapore. Number 3 goes to North Park Residences, the one with North Point City. Some sources say 1.3 million, some sources 600 over 1,000, but I don't think it's so big, and I found a source that say 500,000 square feet, and they have 920 units of condo above them, North Park Residences. Number 2 goes to Water Town with 992 units, and the mall is around 370,000 square feet. And you Parktown, 1,193 units, but your mall not even 300,000 square feet, not even 200, only 146,000 square feet. So imagine 4 people in each unit, there's about 4,800 people, which also means you are the most populated condo on top of the smallest shopping mall in Singapore.
Be ready to queue 5 hours for your toast box or buy my bar chor mee at $15 only.
And I show you something very weird.
Woodland Mall, land size small, but the mall big.
Parktown, land big, but the mall so small.
Why?
Why?
These are the other mall sizes for your reference.
This is the location for your Parktown Resi. If you want to take MRT, you need to walk from here to the entrance of Downtown Line Tampines Station. 1.25 km. Super far lah. But the good news, there's an upcoming MRT, Tampines North, which is Cross Island Line, and the MRT completing in 2030. So the plan is, after you move in 2029, you quarantine for 1 year. Don't go out at all. Stay in the condo, eat all the food downstairs in the shopping mall, and be fat like bomb bomb. Then 1 year later, 2030, when Cross Island Line complete, then you can take the MRT to my favorite 10N shopping mall. And I realize Tampines is already very far. Tampines North, let's check if currently want to go to my 10N shopping mall, how far is it? It will take you 1 hour, 1 minute. Don't go to town anymore lah. Just stick to your east side. Now let's recap how much developer bought the land for. 885 per square feet per plot ratio. And plus is a mixed development. Usually blue color plot, there's a premium because there's a mall ma. They got it 13.9% higher than second bidder. Imagine the second bidder got it. Ayo, then we are all hua kui, man. There are 3 developers tender for the site. The second one all green, third goes to Sim Lian. Imagine all green got it. It's only 776 per square feet leh. It's cheap like ta bian Because if you know how much is the surrounding EC land transacted price. So now let's talk about the launching price. Plus all the fees, all the construction, agent fees, all the show flat, interest, tax, fees and their profit margin. Do you know that they can sell at an average price of 1,009 only eh? So let's hope developer give everyone a chance by selling it at a good price. Developer sell happy, you buyers buy happy, everyone happy. Then everyone giant hua kui. And now let's talk about land prices. Tenet EC 2021 only 603 per square feet eh. Ole EC 2023 721 per square feet eh. Although developer bought it like 13% higher, I still think it is quite a good price lah. Some developers buy high, but at the end they sell low. Some developers buy low, but in the end they sell high. It still depends the developer's strategy, whether they want to sell quickly or they want to sell slowly, and they can keep the project for 1-2 years and they increase price over the months lah. Now let's look at land price for Pasir Ris 8, because it's mixed also. They got 684 per square feet back in 2019. That means these 4 years, compare mixed development with mixed development land, land prices has increased by 29.3%. That's why I say the price is quite okay lah. Wow, look at the site plan, how many neighbors you have. There are 5 blocks at Park West, 7 blocks at Park East. So total 12 blocks. Wow, I saw my favorite.
Sadly, you can only play tennis once every 5 years.
two levels of shopping mall, and you have the direct connection to your MRT, which is 2030. Most importantly, the mall is managed by developers, because you don't want to buy above a mall which is not managed. Then in the end, the tenant mix, you have your money lender, the sleazy massage parlor, or some tuition center that closed down after you pay deposit. Okay, now let's look at unit mix. One and two bedder, 55%. Means 55% of the people cannot eat fried rice. Ayo. 3, 4, 5 bedder, 45%. Now is the interesting part. Will you buy this and become a giant huat kueh or cai tao? So I'm going to share with you all the starting prices and my average price. I think this project only like 10, 12 story. So my average price will be on the 5, 6 story. So let's start with 1 plus study, 463 square feet. Take note, aircon ledge non-strata. Means that this is harmonization, which is the new calculation whereby developer don't include aircon ledge into a built-in area. So if you want to convert back to the old calculation, old testament, you just plus 5%. To the built-in area or minus 5% to your per square feet. I repeat this many times, but it's good to know because you may be my new subscriber. Starting from 1.07 million, my average 1.1 million, 2,375 per square feet. Next, let's go for the EO layout. 2 bed, 1 bath, 592 square feet. I like to share my tapian joke again. Buying this will cause you to have no more face. It's not about your friends or family members using the only toilet you have. It's because when they use the toilet, there's a pee sound and a poo 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 sound. And when they come out, they see you stare at them because you know how big is their tapian. Have more standard, buy the 2 bed 2 bath. Starting from 1.33 million, average 1.37 million, 2,314 per square feet. At 1.37 million today, there is still a chance for you to get a resale 3 bedroom in this area. So that's the alternative lah. 2 bed 2 bath, 678 square feet. I see no window means you cannot walk here lah. I don't have the starting price. Average 1.56 million, 2,300 per square feet. I'm not sure whether you are feeling cheap or you are feeling disgusting about the price, but always take note that this is not a standard plot, it's a mixed development plot. You are literally staying above all the amenities. 2 plus study, 764 square feet. Average 1.76 million, 2,300 per square feet. Something that you can stay. 3 bed 2 bath, 926 square feet. Toilet no window, so you tapian chocho for 3 years. Ayo, this kitchen cannot walk here because you don't have window. The room size good, queen, king. Starting from 2.07 million, average 2.12 million, 2,290 per square feet. Don't know leh, I'm not sure about you. For 3 bedder, you cannot walk here. It's quite a sad thing lah. Wow, that means 60% of this project are super healthy living eh. You cannot eat fried rice, cannot eat fried noodle. Or go to your shopping mall and buy your fried rice, fried noodle lor. That's why go for this layout instead. 3 bed, 2 bath, 936 square feet, which is 10 square feet more than just now that one. The room size also queen, king.
I like this one, got window, so that you tap here, don't be so tall. Wow, wall hung eh.
But this one can walk hey, because there's a window here.
Got window, eat fried rice.
I don't have the price, so I'm going to guess. Average 2.1 million, 2,250 per square feet. And we are all Asians. Wok hei is really very important. There's definitely more value for closed kitchen than open kitchen, even in the resale market. But there's value. I don't mind paying more for value. Hey, don't say so much. Scully, same price. Yeah. 3 bed, 3 bath, 1066 square feet. This size onwards, confirm can walk here. Average 2.44 million, 2290 per square feet. For those people who are more familiar with the old calculation on the per square feet, you can just minus 5% to go back to your old calculation, which is 2137 per square feet for this layout. And there's so many layouts, I go faster. 3 plus study, 1163 square feet. Confirm can walk here. Average 2.66 million, 2290 per square feet. 4 bed 3 bath, 1335 square feet. Super big man. Chuan Park also has this kind of size, but Chuan Park is non-harmonization, which includes aircon ledge, 1335 square feet. Park Town, this size is harmonization at 1335 square feet. If you convert to an old calculation, I think this size is 1410 square feet, includes aircon ledge. From 2.85 million, average 2.92 million, 2188 per square feet. So you convert back to the old per square feet, 2078 per square feet. The other way, you can use my average price divided by the size with aircon ledge, which is about 1410, 2070 per square feet. So just use 5% as a guide. Next layout for Huat Kueh born in the right family. 5 bed 4 bath, 1679 square feet. Starting from 3.78 million, my average 3.87 million, 2300 per square feet.
Bom bom, wish everyone Huat Hua make right decisions and be Huat .
Now the important thing, whether you buy this project will become a huat kueh or not. So to know whether the launch price is good or disgusting, yes, correct, we need to check out the performance of the resale properties near here. As you can see, this is Tampines North. It's a new estate because all these cluster of HDB flats are quite new. And there isn't any condos here. So the only ones that is sold recently, like Tenet, and Tenet is fully sold already, which I think they will complete in 2026. Means 2031 is their MOP date, where they can sell or people then can buy in. Then the next one, we have this one, Ole Ole EC, going to launch like next month. Let's say they complete in 2028. That means their MOP 2033. That time got spaceship already. So there's nothing here that I can compare. So the nearest condo that I can compare is also not a condo, is XEC, which is below here. These two lah. Tampines Trillion and City Life. And both are XECs. Okay, now let's look at City Life first. 2016, 514 units. It's a 9 years old EC. Oh yeah, then I got people who ask me, Eric, if I buy those XECs more than 5 years, less than 10 years, will there be an additional appreciation on the 10 year mark? Because they will become full privatization, which means they can sell to foreigners or foreigners can buy in. No, it don't affect. Foreigners where go buy such property? They buy those properties that lose money one, like CBD and Sentosa, who buy this Thai. However, good ECs will perform well even after 10 years. But it's not due to the full privatization thingy lah. Let's see whether this area hot or not. 160 profitable transactions, 0 losses. Good. Happy for you. Wow. 4 bidder, 11 years, 1 million.
1 million eh.
You see, buy property got certainty, make 1 million eh. In 11 years, not bad ma. How many of you have tried Toto for the past 30 years? Still poor, right? Chinese New Year cannot say such thing. Still loser, right? Cannot be so fierce. Still loser, right? Walao, the two beta. 4 years, 465 ah. Wah, lihai la. They bought in COVID, which is even more lihai la. Got gas. For those people who need my gas free gift for you. Give you. How are you going to make this kind of money if you don't want to put in any effort or don't even want to put in any risk? Then it will be poor forever lo. 4 beta, 3 years 620. Walao, per year 200 lah. Let's look at the demand.
Oh,
very good demand. 3 bed, 3 bath, 1,005 plus per square feet, 1.74 million. 4 beta, 1,500 plus per square feet, 2.16 million. Okay, now let's talk about Tampines Trillion. Tampines Trillion, 2015, 670 units, 10 years old EC. See they hot or not since they are side by side, because sometimes one is hot, one is shit. 262 make money, 0 losses. Go and make friends with Tampines people. Don't go and make friends with CBD people. Hey, where you stay? Oh, I stay in CBD. Pui, then you run away. Hey, everyone, you can take joke, right? It's a joke, okay? Relax. It's a YouTube channel. It's to entertain you, educate you, make you a giant hua kui. The only thing that you can do for me, just subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? Small 3 beta, 13 years, 770. So, 4 beta, 12 years, 1.22 million. Very good lah, 100,000 per year. Wah. Very fair lah, the bigger one you make more lah. That's the reason, never keep your 1 and 2 beta. Go and buy 3 lah, 4 lah, 5 beta. And I just realized why condo always stop at 5 beta? It means you are fated to buy landed property. That's the next level of asset class. So my job is to help you to buy 1 beta, 2 bed, 1 bath. Pui, don't buy all this. So my job is to help you buy at least a 3 beta resale, then after that 4 beta, then go to City Fringe. Then after that, if you are more successful, let's go for a lender OCR, then after that City Fringe lender, then the ultimate one, core region lender. And don't stop there. There's different type of lender. Inter terrace, corner terrace, semi-D bungalow, good class bungalow. There are so many stages that you can fight your way and work your way up. So I don't want to hear people tell me, Eric, can I buy overseas property? Because I already own 2 properties. Then I ask, what's your 2 property? Oh, I only got one beta and the other one a 2 beta in OCR. Pui, then you go and upgrade lah. I cannot talk like that. Then you go and upgrade lah. Today is weekend eh. Why am I doing this on my weekend? Talk until my kuih drop. Wow. Well, the demand also very good. Interesting. This is 1 year older, But the per square feet higher, yeah. 3 bed 2 bath, 1,006 plus per square feet, about 1.65 million. 3 bed 3 bath, 1,006 per square feet, 1.78 million. 4 bedder, 1,700 plus per square feet, 2.25 million. Okay, let's set the 3 bedder benchmark. I'm going to use this and this, which is average about 1,006 per square feet. Now let's add the $50 per square feet thingy lah. Now let's do it together. If Parktown is going to complete in 2029, Trillion will be 14 years old already. 14 years, yeah, I'm using $50 per year. It means 700 per square feet difference. Which means Parktown should be selling around 2,300 per square feet. And not to forget, Trillion is non-harmonization. Parktown is harmonization plus premium for the shopping mall. It should be higher than this per square feet. Don't worry, I still got one more method. The other way is to compare mixed development with mixed development. What should I use? I use Sengkang Grand. I know it's not here, buy something new so that we can compare. Sengkang Grand Residences, 2 years old, 680 units. See mixed development what or not. 82 profit, 0 losses, very good. Let's see profits decent or not. 2 beta, 4 years, 250,000. 3 beta, 4 years, 260,000. 3 bed, 3 bath, 4 years, 450,000. This one okay, 100,000 a year. 4 beta, 3 years, 577,000. Not very good lah, because usually good 4 they make about 700,000-800,000. Now you know my concern. Not all mixed development make decent profits. Now let's look at the resale transactions. Wow, a lot of demand eh. 3 bed 2 bath 1954, 1.83. 3 bed 2 bath 2,000 per square feet, 1.9 million. 3 bed 2 bath 2,050 per square feet, 1.92. Which means a 2 year old mixed development, 3 bed 2 bath about 2,000 per square feet lah. Then now very easy already lah. By the time Parktown completes in 2029, 6 years old, $50 per year, $300 difference oh. That means Parktown should be selling at 2,003 per square feet. And again, Sengkang Grand Residences is non-harmonization. Parktown is harmonization. That means at 2,003 plus another 5% for harmonization. Still want to compare? I still got one more. But this time, I want you to remember what's the 2 beta per square feet at Sengkang Grand Residences. There's a reason behind it. 2,040, 2,150, 2,000 per square feet, which is about 2,001 lah. About $100 per square feet more than the 3 beta. Remember this. Because I'm going to use the next example to compare. Pasir Ris 8 is nearer to you. Completing this year, 487 units. Pasir Ris 8 is one of my top new launch in 2021. Most recent transaction is a sub-sale 2-bedder at this per square feet, 1.53 million. I ask you to remember just now, because here don't have 3-bedroom transaction yet. Their 3-bedder should be $100 lesser, which is 1,900 per square feet. Too profitable. 2-bedder made 300 in 3 years. Wow, very good, 100 a year. 1-bedder, 3 years, 100, which is okay lah. Then now we do the math again lah. So when Parktown going to complete in 2029, this will be 4 years old, will be $200 more lah. Plus 1,009 per square feet, that means Parktown should be selling at 2,002 per square feet. And not to forget, Pasir Ris 8 is non-harmonization. This is harmonization. Then by right, Parktown should be selling 2,002 plus 5% harmonization as the per square feet. So what this means? By now, if you still don't know whether if you buy this will become a giant huat kueh or cai tao, I can't help you lah. Never mind. Let's summarize. Let's talk about location. There isn't anything there. No MRT, no shopping mall. But this is what I like about this area. If you buy something now, but later on got everything there, then you will make your money ma. You don't want to buy something there that is fully developed already. And plus the MRT will be up 2030. And it's so convenient for you. And I scared that people will buy here will become fat. But this mall is so small, so you will be semi-fat. 7.5. Launch pricing. If your apple is to stick to this indicative price, I'll be giving 8. Exit strategy, 100% of people who bought Tampines Trillion, even those people who bought just 3-4 years ago, they also make profits at a good healthy amount. People who bought City Life, even recently, they also make good profits. And people who buy Pasir Ris 8 mixed development, they all make money, of course lah, because it's one of my top new launch in 2021. So if anyone who buy this and lose money, I can only say that you are the giant suay gang. 8. Overall service score, 7.8 stars. Which means, No lah, not yet lah. How can it be? We are only beginning of year. How to be in my top 3 so fast? Very highly potential lah. So now let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? It's a giant project lah, so I'm going to guess. I'll be guessing 70% and my wife 85%. This is my company's number, 8606-0670. If you want to know more info, do WhatsApp this number. Wait. Again, don't anyhow buy ah. Because even in a good project, doesn't mean all the size and the price are decent. Because there's only a handful handful units that is attractive. So remember to choose those units first. Those not good one, don't buy la. You can always go for the next upcoming new launch, which I promise you there is one or two more good ones that is coming out later on. Remember to subscribe if you don't lose out any upcoming good deals. Make what decisions and see you in my next video.